Oh, he's been awesome. He gives us a chance to win every night, and he's playing great hockey for us, and he's come up with some really big saves. He made a really big one against Chara there, and it gives us a little bit of life, as far as defense wise, and when he makes those big saves, and hopefully we can counter back and go down the ice and score a goal for him.
Andrew was just saying he's like sort of been your best player sort of down this last little stretch. Would you say that if things continue to go as they have been, that he would deserve some Hart Trophy consideration?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty biased. He's my goaltender, but he's been playing great hockey, and he brings it every night, and he's shown the last few years that he can play at a top level for a long time. So this is my fifth year playing with him, and he's gotten better and better every year. So his potential's through the roof, and it's something that when he's on, he's really on.
This is your fourth year with the team or so. If you feel that this team is more control of their own destiny than in the past in terms of getting into a playoff spot?
Yeah, I think when I first broke in the league, we were kind of all over the map. We played good for a little bit and then kind of stray off in the middle of the season and then pick it back up towards the end. But with the shortened season, I think you can't have those. So I think we've been doing a good job lately. We just got to keep it up. I mean, we can't be satisfied. We need to make sure we're going into every game with the same game plan and sticking to it. And I think if we do that, we're gonna have success.
Did you guys even have to talk about this upcoming week or these upcoming games and the importance, or is it just?
Well, I think we're all aware. I mean, what's at stake, but we try to take it a game at a time. If you start thinking ahead a few games, you kind of lose the task that you have in front of you. So I think we're aware of what's going on, but in the same time, we can't get ahead of ourselves either.
Just winning games and then just winning them in the fashion that you guys have been doing, come from behind, basically playing full 60 minutes, never giving up a lead. Does that build the winning ways just as much as just getting wins?
Yeah, well, I think it gives you, I guess, a little bit of confidence knowing that you're never out of a game, but you never want to come back from when you're down a few goals. Obviously, you want to be in the lead and play with the lead. So, we've put ourselves in a position in the last few weeks where we've done a good job of playing with the lead, and we've also done a good job at coming back and not dying out. So that's something that we just got to learn. You got to try to find that happy medium where you got to make sure you're sticking to the game plan the whole game. And I thought in the last few weeks we've done a better job. I think last night against Boston in the second period we kind of got away from what was making us good in the previous weeks, but we came back in the third and showed we had some life.
It's easier to sort of, like, a month from now, you might use last night's game. You might be down a goal in the third. Mm-hmm. And, you have that confidence that it can be done and we've done it before.
Yeah, and Boston's a good team too. They've obviously scored that power play goal was big for us because they have, I think it's the number one penalty kill in the NHL. So to come back against Boston's obviously a huge thing, but anytime you come back and win it the way we did, obviously it's a little bit bittersweet. I mean, we don't want to be down like that, but to battle back and show the heart that we did, I think we did a good job.